This is Phil Pritchett. Welcome to the P2 Podcast.
There's never been a better time than right now to be a musician.
Jenny hit Austin. Austin.
My name's Phil, and I just want to play rock and roll, man.
Tougher than the rest.
Cross the Mississippi line, I got a big truck raring to go. Headed down Texas way to that big Super X road show. All the way to San Antonio, I got a horse in this race. Gonna blow away the judges as I'm headed to the starting gates. Cause I've got Super rigs in my head. I got a big bet riding on my own diesel thoroughbred. I got her warmed up, revved up, saddled up and ready to go. Super Rig San Antonio, and I'm gonna win place or show. Super Rigs, here I come, and I ain't holding nothing back. I'm pacing myself early on at the back of the pack. I'm gonna make my move at the last turn from behind. Gonna look pretty smiling for the photo at the finish line. Yeah. Cause I've got Super Rigs in my head. I got a big bet riding on my own diesel thoroughbred. I got her warmed up, revved up, saddled up and ready to go. Super Rig San Antonio, and I'm gonna win place or show. Oh yeah.
Fans, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. It is Phil Pritchett on the P2 Podcast. Coming to you from beautiful Fort Worth, Texas, from my own Trinidad World Recording Studios, to all four corners of the globe, of this bluish-green planet that we call our Earth. Fans, how are you doing? Hope you're having a great summer. Not quite summer yet, I suppose, but coming on all too quickly, as we in Texas know. Of course, we've had tremendous rain and flooding here all over the state here in recent weeks. Unbelievable stuff, just driving around. We did a show down in Houston, and of course, we're always playing in Dallas, Fort Worth here. Just looking at the water, you know, you see people stopping on the freeway taking pictures of this stuff, and you're like, oh, come on, let's keep moving. What are you doing? And then I find myself driving up and pausing as well and looking at the massive amounts of water, you know, there in front of downtown Dallas, the Trinity River, and just all sorts of places, and staring with awe before getting a honk from someone behind me to keep moving. So, but we're drying out now, and we're on our way now. We know that the hot and the dry is all too near, so it wasn't until kind of the tail end of some of this flooding that I started finding myself cursing the rain somewhat, even though I have not cursed the cool temperatures and the ample water that have filled our lakes. We give thanks for all the water, of course. But I hope hope your summer is treating you well. It sure has been treating us well. Phil Pritchett and the full band, of course, and the British are coming. I get a lot of emails and thoughts from fans, all of you out there who have seen some of our Facebook postings and things for all these British shows we're doing at the Mansion and at other locales, mostly in Dallas-Fort Worth. Started to do a lot of private parties around where we do both types of shows. But we have a huge event coming up here in June that I wanted to specifically mention and put the call out to any fans anywhere. You know, if you're south of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, you're living in San Marcos, Austin, San Antonio, even Houston, Corpus College Station somewhere. You go, man, we haven't seen Phil play in a while. Consider this your call to arms, your call to action, because we will be playing at Raytama Park. That's the horse racing track there, right on I-35, north of San Antonio, as in North San Antonio. June the 11th, that is a Thursday, for the Shell Super Rigs event. This is a trucking thing they do every year. We went out and played it in North Carolina last year. We did the going big, get a trucking song for the Super Rigs event last year per their request. And then we drove out there, the full band, and played a show. And this year, the event is being held here in Texas, in San Antonio, all weekend, that weekend of June 11, 12, 13. And it is us, man. It is a free show. So here's the deal. Thursday night is June the 11th, and that will feature The British Are Coming, the San Antonio, Austin area debut of this band of ours, our silly, fun, British tribute band. Calling it a tribute band cheapens it somewhat, in my view. I think of it more of as an original act, even though the songs are familiar. Does that make any sense? I'm like, well, we're not. I feel like tribute bands aspire to look just like whoever they're doing, the Beatles and stuff, and aspire to sound just like them. But we really just sound like ourselves. We sound like Phil Pritchard and the full band. We are just doing Kinks and Stones and The Who and stuff like that. So mark your calendars. Free event. Fun for the whole family. The whole big parking lot there, Raytama Park. There's going to be judging for guys. This is like custom trucks and 18-wheelers and super rigs and stuff like that. There's going to be judging going on. But it's kind of an all-day fair kind of fun for the whole family kind of deal. So there's all sorts of things to see and do. Most notably, the British Are Coming, our band. Playing in the evening. I'm not sure on times. It'll be on the website at superrigs.com. And then the following night, June the 12th, which is Friday, Phil Pritchard and the full band will play on the same stage in the parking lot. So that is two shows, two bands, my two bands. The British Are Coming on Thursday night, Phil Pritchard and the full band on Friday night. Both shows free, both shows not late, starting, I think, around 7:30, something like that, both nights. Maybe a little bit later on Friday. But you just show up, fun for the whole family, bring the kids, whatever you want to do, and we'll be out there. I mean, there'll be a stage out in the parking lot, Raytama Park, North San Antonio, and we'll be just doing a show and catching everybody up. We'd really love to see. I've gotten a lot of feedback just from people texting me and online and things that, man, you haven't been down here in a while. It's going to be so good to see you guys. So we would love to see everybody, see the familiar faces down there for the show. We also did a new song for this year that you can hear at superrigs.com, rotella.com/superrigs, I should say. So they sent me some lyrics that they're doing the show at the horse track. They said, man, Phil, could you guys come up with just a little trucking tune with some of these lyrical ideas in there. So it was a heck of a lot of fun. I don't get to do stuff like that. I'm always just writing my own songs, whatever, out of thin air, and making it up and pouring my own thoughts and things into my own songs, as many of you know. But so it was cool to get a little, you know, just a fun exercise. Someone, you know, they sent me some lyrics, some ideas, and then putting some music to it. If you haven't been on our Facebook site, we've got some videos, some little behind-the-scenes kind of things that we did for this event, for the songs. If you go to Phil Pritchard, you know, Facebook Phil Pritchard or Facebook Phil Pritchard and the full band, you'll see the videos posted there. One of them is just me kind of doing an invitation, just saying, hey, coming out to Super Rigs, June 11th and June 12th. British Are Coming and Phil Pritchard. And then there's another video we did showing us just kind of rehearsing and recording the 2015 Super Rigs song. Yeah, I got super rigs. No, what is it? Cross the Mississippi line, got a big truck raring to go. Yeah, they wanted to do a kind of a Waylon Jerry Reed type deal, or you know, something in that vein. Anyway, we were just had a ball doing it, recording it, and we're looking so forward to going down there and playing for everybody in San Antonio at the Rotella Shell Super Rigs event. Once again, I cannot pound this in everybody's head enough out there, because I get a lot of emails and I get a lot of texts and I get some posts and things. Well, you never come down here, and you know, when are you going to be down here in the middle of this Texas again? And when do we get to see this British thing I keep reading about online? And I mean, I'm putting the call out. We got a couple weeks before it happens, and so this is the call. Consider yourself warned. Consider yourself warmly invited, should we say? So put it on the calendar. Say, hey, you know, we need to get up there for Thursday to watch the British are coming. Friday, Phil and the band playing and just rocking the parking lot there with all the folks at Raitama Park, San Antonio, June 11th and June 12th. Good grief, what else do I have to do to get everybody to take note? Because I don't want to play this show and these two shows back-to-back, two different bands, two different nights, and everybody go, oh, yeah, I couldn't make it, man. When's the next one of these things? I'm like, what do... I'm going to be, come on, man. We were there. We told everybody. So, if you have any friends or anybody, they, oh, yeah, I've always wanted to see Phil, but he's not down here as much as he used to be. Well, this is it, man. Put the call out and round up the troops, round up the family. You know, we'll make it a PG-13 rated show for sure. No worries there. But it should be a great time. All the people at Shell and Rotella, the people we work with at JWT Advertising that put this event on are so great to us and have just been so much fun to work with and do this. And we're thrilled to be a part of it. So that is Shell Super Rigs, June 11th and June 12th. Phil and the full band. The British are coming right in the middle of Texas at Raitama Park in San Antonio. Don't miss it. That's it, man. We'll see you all down there. What else is going on, Phil? Man, we hadn't done a podcast here in a little while. It's just been crazy. We've been flooded. We've been flooded with work, flooded with water, flooded with recording projects. Just crazy, man. Crazy, crazy, crazy. We're finishing up a great record at the new studio. When you watch that Shell Rotella behind-the-scenes video, you get a couple little glimpse into our recording space and rehearsal space there in Uptown in Dallas over at our bass player Richard Marshall's house. And J.W. Marshall, they are got our setup in there, so you get a good look at the room and get a good look at the Marshall's 1958 Gibson Hummingbird acoustic guitar, which is worth the price of watching the video all by itself. We'll be in there. We've been there working with a great singer, Abby Peck, who's a Dallas singer. She's gotten up and played with us at the Rustic a couple of times. We did a show there with the full band, and she got up and did a couple songs. She's actually recording a couple of my songs on this new project she's doing, along with six or seven of her own originals. But we've enjoyed singing together and getting her on stage for a couple things, a couple of live events, and it's going to be exciting to get her new record out. It's basically our band, me on guitar, Tyler Withrow, our bass player, played bass on it. Cody Frink, our full band drummer, on drums, and Richard engineering, playing some keyboards and percussion and things like that. So it's kind of a cool a record. It's Phil Pritchett and the full band kind of backing up a female blues singer. Pretty cool stuff. And we wrote a lot of the songs for it and arranged them all. And I'll be excited for you fans to check it out and see what you think. She got up. We did a charity event at the Rustic. That's Pat Green's new place there. That's news about a year old in Uptown in Dallas. It's a yearly event for the Elizabeth Toon Charities, the Toon family, as a charity event every year. And I know Pat's done it and Jack and a bunch of guys. So this year it was me and our friend Wade Bowen playing out there. This was in first week in May. So that was a blast. We did Phil Pritchett and the full band played, and then Wade Bowen got up and played. And a great event, and that was a lot of fun there, a big charity event in Dallas. A lot of people came out and raised a lot of money for a great charity. And that was another time we got to get Abby Peck to get up and sing with us on stage at the Rustic. So a lot of fun with that, man. A lot of recording and different kinds of shows. We are booking. I'll tell folks, I've gotten several inquiries on private parties for the summer and into the fall and even in the next year, which I encourage people. A lot of people know that we play the Rustic and the Mansion, and we got a lot of standing White Elephant gigs that we just book way out in advance and kind of our residencies here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. But we've always got openings, and if you have a private party, it's always best to get in touch with us as early as possible to get date availability and things like that. And I always tell people, look, you know, if you happen to see that, oh, he's playing some other gig that night that we wanted, always call or email anyway. I mean, a lot of these places we play a lot, and if it's far enough in advance, it's usually no problem for me to make room or call the one of our friendly venues and say, hey, man, I need to maybe move that, you know, November Saturday to the Friday. What do you say? I got a conflict there or something like that. So it's always worth calling because we can usually accommodate any fans wanting the full band or the British are coming to come entertain them in glorious fashion. Man, things have never been going better. The British are coming is like doubling our workload. We got this whole other band we're doing. We're going to play a British are coming event for SPCA, the Animal Hospital Adoption Agency here in Dallas, coming up in June. That's another big thing we're going to do. It's a big party thing. They saw us at the Mansion jumping around with our sunglasses and suits. All right, what are you doing there? And they're like, man, please come rock to help animals. So we're looking forward to doing that. And it's going to be a great time. I really, really, really want... Again, hammer home the urgency here of seeing the British are coming. It's a great, great fun act. And the urgency, if you hadn't seen Phil Pritchett and the full band a lot in the last year or so or beyond, to make it out to that Retama Park thing, June 11th and June 12th, Shell Super Rigs. Go online, Facebook Phil Pritchett or Phil Pritchett and the full band, and watch the videos. We got a couple more short videos we're going to put up, just inviting people out to the show. And but we did that one... video that shows kind of the studio and the song and all the fun stuff we did for the event. So hesitate not, my dear fans, and start marking those calendars. We look so forward to seeing everybody out there. Well, folks, that is a quick update, a beginning of summer update for all as we roll into the big months here. Looking forward to getting back to everybody on their private party inquiries. Just keep them coming. Get out as far that you can't be too far in advance. You're getting married in 2 years. Go ahead and email us and so we can get it set up for you. But have a great summer. Stay dry out there, Texas. And we will see everyone, fans from all over the world, June 11th and June 12th, Thursday and Friday night. The British are coming and Phil Pritchett and the full band. Retama Park at Shell Super Rigs. Don't miss it. It's going to be a very, very special couple of nights down there. And the full band will be there, of course. JW and Richard and Cody and all the guys. So we're just looking forward to having a great time down there. So, everybody, we will be back in touch here very shortly on the P2 Podcast. Be good to each other out there. Much tougher.